who reads? That's an interesting thing. Now, I ask for 5 volunteers. If you remember who you are, would you just stand up? And I'm going to kind of use you as samples. I have 3, 4. I need one more. Just be a stand-up kind of a person here. Okay, we've got our 5th one. Okay, now these are going to represent the people of the world. This gentleman right here, now you notice that he has glasses. He does that because he really doesn't want people to know he can't read. He even holds a pencil and paper when he's in that situation because, God forbid, anybody finds out he can't read. This man represents the people in the world who can't read. Represents, that's not really you. I think you can read. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. See, you've... Okay. Now, this young woman represents people who are functionally illiterate. He's called illiterate or non-literate. She's functionally illiterate. She can sign her name and function in her society, which is a non-literate society, read a few signs, and that's about it. She could not read a paragraph of information and tell you what it says. Now, this young woman is somebody that is very interesting because she is literate, but she's called semi-literate because she prefers not to read. She can read, but avoids it like the plague. Doesn't like to read. Now, here we have this gentleman would represent the people who are literate. He likes to pick up a book and read it. He absolutely enjoys reading. Maybe not real heavy, intensive catalog, academic type of work, but he likes to read. He really enjoys reading. Over here we have the highly literate person. She is probably in education, maybe in law or judge, definitely a leader, probably leaders of mission organizations, who knows, but she is a leader. Now let's go back and look at the percentages of the world. Now let me tell you what this is based on. How do we know this information? And by the way, on the back of your notes, if you didn't get notes, you can get them afterwards. There's a whole list of ways to find out if what I'm saying is accurate, find out where these stats come from, and also ways to find a lot of resources for chronological storytelling. This standard was set in 1945 by the UN, and the standard has to do with 8 years of education and access later to some sort of reading. So if you don't fit that standard, you're in the illiterate category, and that's 30% of the world fits there. They are illiterate, non-literate. This person who is functionally literate, but that's about it, can't really put paragraphs or information together, 20% of the world. Right now, 50% of the world is in the illiterate category. The very interesting person here right now who represents people who can read but don't want to read, and we have a whole lot of those in the United States, don't we? 30% of the world. 20, 10, I mean, what do we got here? 80% of the world either doesn't read or prefers not to. And yet here we are leading with literacy and delivering the gospel. Now we have the other literate and highly literate. Not only are they only 20%, they're usually the ones that decide how these people are going to hear the word. Oh, that's scary. You can see how we got into this mess. Thank you. You may sit. Developed nations will not even, Encyclopedia Britannica will not publish literacy rates because they know they're so spiked that there's no point in doing it. For instance, the literacy rate published, if you see it in some places, for the United States is 98%. There is a survey called the NALS, National Adult Literacy Survey. Do you know what that says we are in the United States, literacy? 50%. You go, oh, it's the United States. Ha, the same test was done in Canada. They got 50 and they didn't believe it, so they tried a different type of a test and they got 50, and they tried a third when they got 50, and I said, I guess we're 50. Same in Europe. It's about 50%. So now, what's it going to be in the undeveloped nations? It's even lower. It's quite a bit lower. Very interesting. And again, the unreached people are largely, you know, you take Muslims. They pride themselves as a society, in the Muslim societies, of being illiterate. Muhammad was illiterate, and I'm following in his footsteps. You see, you don't think people would prize illiteracy. They all got to want what we have. Not necessarily. So what are we going to do with that information? The undeveloped nations, I think Malawi publishes 67%, and they're under 10%. How can you get a loan from the World Bank if you say our people can't read? So no one wants to tell the truth about the whole literacy thing. You see, in Mexico, they're something like 60 or 70% literate by the UN standard. They've gone to school 8 years. Really? How many months out of the year were the school open? And when they arrived, were there books there? And was there a teacher? Oh. See, so, and you have a sliding scale of literacy that some countries use, saying they function well within our society. Well, if it's an illiterate society, hello, they can write a few words. And they are considered and marked as literate.